You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. You join us on Sunday's edition of the podcast, where we're looking forward to a pretty good card, it has to be said, over at Nace. Sam Norris here with you on the preview, and joining me is the man with a handle on the Irish form book us mere mortals can only dream of. It's Andy Holden.
Thanks very much, Sam.
How are you today, Andy?
Yeah, good, mate. Yeah, looking forward to a Nace today. Quite an important day for myself, because both of my two Grand National horses, which I've backed, are running separate races. Both of them have got a little bit to prove as well. But I do like the way they've been campaigned. And even though today isn't the be-all and end-all for the two horses I'm going to mention later on, I'm certainly looking for more positive runs than of what have been seen of late.
Yeah, it's generally that time of year now where any horse is Cheltenham-bound. Preparations are pretty much done. But as we've seen over this weekend, Andy, it's now time for the stayers to put their final preparation ahead of the National.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and we'll see a couple in the 4-4 to the big race, including, like I say, my main Grand National hope. Gallant Oscar, who carries top weight. I didn't expect him to win today, but come the spring ground and further than what he tackles today, I think we'll see the real Gallant Oscar step up to the plate.
Let's get stuck into some of the action then from Nace today. We start there at 2.10 with a listed novice hurdle over 2 miles, and Gertin is the 13-8 favourite this morning. Attribution 3-1, Burgess 3-1, 11-2 for Royal Caviar, and Sutton Place is 8-1. We've got two Giggenstown horses, a JP horse and a Rich Ritchie horse. None of them are favourite for this one, Andy.
No surprise Gertine's favourite. He's gone a long way since finishing second to Supreme Novices Hurdle favourite. Min at Punchestone, winning at Leopardstown and, of course, at Navan. Both in very impressive fashion. He beat the Plotting Shed last time out. Of course, has gone on to win subsequently. And he probably looks the one to beat here. But that doesn't mean to say that he's got an absolute cakewalk here, because the two Giggenstown-represented horses, Burgess and Attribution, are likely to give him plenty to think about. And I'm going to go with Attribution, who... Surprisingly, Brian Cooper's deserted in favour of Burgess, because I do think Henry Bromhead's charge has got equally good of form, if not better than most of these. Of course, he chased home in that Moscow Flyer at Punchestown on his most recent outing. Once again, another fantastic run by Henry de Bromhead's all-uber-consistent horse. And back in third, of course, is Val Dark, who himself has gone on to win a Grade 3 subsequently. His time figures are very good. And like I say, even though the jockey suggests otherwise, I do think Attribution is the one to be with here, around about 3-1 this morning.
Attribution, the choice in the first for Andy. Then let's go to race number two. This is the 240, a Grade 3 here. This is the Nace Director's Plate Novices Chase. 2.5 miles the trip ahead of these. And Tell Us More heads the market this morning at 13-8. Rule the World is 7-4. Monty's Meadow, 13-2. Gollantilla is 15-2. 9-1 sub lieutenant. And Bigger Prices, the remaining two. Anything caught the eye here?
Yeah, as I mentioned at the top of the piece, Rule of the World is one of my Grand National horses, and he was in the 4 mile, or he still is in the 4 mile at the Cheltenham Festival. It looks as though connections maybe are eyeing up something later on in the spring. Don't forget this horse was the second course in last year's Irish Grand National. Maybe the 4 mile at Cheltenham isn't quite on the agenda. And he takes more easier options here, let's say, in this 2.5 mile Grade 3 contest. But the problem with Rule of the World, he doesn't win very often. And he's not the kind of horse I want to be backing at a short price, particularly over 2.5 miles. I do think he probably wants a little bit further nowadays. And with that in mind, I do think the more pacey and more classier type, Tell Us More, might get his measure today. He was in the process of bolting up the other day, went falling at the second last, rather unfortunately, in the Flying Bolt at Navan. That was a really good race. Of course, To Bob set a really strong pace and looked as though he was going to win it halfway, but Tell Us More gobbled him up and was going much the best when he tipped up rather untimely at that juncture. Prior to that, he won really well at Gowran Park, beating subsequent winner Young Mount Gunnery, who I think runs in the Cheltenham handicap for novices. So his form stacks up really well. If he can stay on his feet today, I think Tell Us More will just have too much speed for these.
tell us more then for Andy in the 2:40 race. We'll go ahead to the 3:10 now. This is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 3 furlongs. Fairly Legal heads the market this morning at 3-1. 4-1 about a great view. Total Recall is 13-2. Bamako Moriviere is 7-1. It's double figure quotes for the rest of them. Talk us through this one.
Yeah, I think the two unexposed types here are the ones to be with. A great view and Fairly Legal. Dennis Cullen's a great view, of course, beats Attribution, who I quite fancy in the first race. So the form gets a chance to be immediately boosted there. And he doesn't look off a bad mark of 127. He's a proper chasing type as well by Cape Tara. Covers a lot of ground. And I think the further he goes, the better he'll be. So he's obviously going to be dangerous here today. But he is up against Fairly Legal, who equally I do think is an improving type. And his performance last time out when he won here over course and distance, and that could turn out to be the key factor, has stacked up really well when he finished, when he beat, of course, Corm, Eat Magic, who runs later on the card, and most notably Haymount, who finally got the monkey off his back with a win yesterday at Garran. He travelled really supremely easily in that race as well, and he just looks as though he's got these corner horses who've got a bit of a touch of class. Obviously, the further he went, the better he looked as well the last day. And with Geraghty on board as well from an informed stable, it's hard to get away from the claims here with Fairly Legal. And, of course, he's not a bad price either. So he's the choice in the 3:10.
Fairly Legal gets the vote then in the 3:10 for Andy. We go to the 3:40 now. This is a beginner's chase over 2 miles, and the betting is headed by Indian File, who's 5-2. Wes Harding is available at 3-1. 7-2 for Catnap. Rory O'Moore is 8-1. Vent de la Cotte, also 8-1. It's 12s at Barthos. What did you like in this one?
Yeah, there could be a bit of a pace on here with Rory O'Moore and Catnap in the race. And I've long thought that Catnap is worth a go at the minimum trip, and he's going to be the choice. Just hope he doesn't get softened up by Ronald O'Leary's 11-year-old, because this horse has got plenty of natural ability. It's just connections have been campaigning over distances where he just hasn't quite been getting home. 3 miles generally, 2.5 miles last time out at Fairy House, just was his undoing. But at halfway, he looked like he was going to never be caught until his engine cut out, turning into the home straight. Of course, the strong staying Vegetariat ran him out. But once again, he jumped really well. He showed his all his old verve, and it's just a matter of time before this horse finally gets off the mark. This looks a really weak beginner's chase for the track standards. And if he gets into a good rhythm in front, it could be quite difficult to peg back over this minimum trip. So Sue Bramall's Catnap is the choice in the 3:40.
Catnap for Andy then in the 3:40 race. Number 5 comes up at 4:10. We've got a 3 mile maiden hurdle to look at here, and the market is fronted by Call It Magic at even money this morning. A Genie in a Bottle is 9-4, 13-2 about Allenstown Kid. Just for James is an 8th chance, and it's 16s or bigger the remainder. Plenty of support for this favourite this morning, Andy.
Yeah, it looks a golden opportunity for Ross O'Sullivan, 6-year-old, to finally get off the mark over hurdles. He certainly deserves to. He ran really well first time out at Navan behind a bunch of good horses, including the winner Annabelle Fly. Then third behind Acapella Borgias, of course, has won a Grade 2 subsequently. And then last time out behind the aforementioned Fairly Legal, of course, runs in the handicap off a mark of 129 early on in the card. I think this horse will be suited to stepping up and trip as well. He's just getting out of pace, really. He's not the quickest, but he does gallop on strongly. Of course, he's a winner of a point-to-point as well, so he should be equally accustomed to running over distances of this magnitude. A Genie in the Bottle looks the obvious threat. Of course, he won a bumper here the last day, and he looks a strong stayer as well. But the problem with him, of course, he hasn't had the experience of running over hurdles up to now. The rest are all OK, but they're certainly not in the same class as the front two in the betting. But Call It Magic looks one of the stronger bets on the card, and he's already been backed accordingly.
Call It Magic in the maiden hurdle then for Andy. Let's go to the 4:40 now. A Grade B handicap chase here over 3 miles. And nickname Exit is 4-1 this morning. 11-2 about Venetian Demai. Gallant Oscar is 13-2. 7-1 for Futuramic. Forever Gold is 8-1. 9-1 about Captain Von Trapp. Gunella available at 10-1. And bigger prices for the rest of them. Interesting race coming up here, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, 5-6-1 the field pretty much tells you the complexities of this staying handicap. 3 miles on heavy ground round nice, it's going to take plenty to get in. Of course, one or two of these horses have got future engagements very much lurking at the back of their mind, so you don't know whether they're 100% for today or whether they're going to be safe for another occasion, including, of course, Gallant Oscar, my Grand National pick. And he just hasn't really quite fired so far this season, according with a lot of Tony Martin's horses, but I'd certainly keep an eye on him today to see how he goes. We've also got Guniella, who should relish the conditions. Whether actually 3 miles nowadays is fair enough for him, I wouldn't be so sure, but the one I quite like here is Captain Von Trapp, who ran really well in that big 2.5 mile novices the other day. He does seem to like it here around Nice. The blinkers were on for the first time on Gordon Elliott's charge that day, and he stayed on quite well, having got outpaced around the home turn. Therefore, I do think the step up to 3 miles will suit him. He's also, of course, winner of a maiden hurdle over 3 miles here at this track He's got a fairly lightish weight with Luke Dempsey taking off extra three. And he just appeals as one of those ones that could be quite unexposed and outrun his odds. Round about 10-1 this morning. Captain Von Trapp should give us a good run for our money there.
Andy going with Captain Von Trapp in the 440. The final race on Nace's card today comes up at 5:10. We close the card with a 2-mile bumper, and Good Time Tara is the 9-4 favourite for this one. She's a star, 3-1. 9-2 about Shattered Love. Freeway Space is a 5-chance. Peace in Milan is 7-1, and the outsider of the 6 is So Sorry Sarah at 16-1. Any fancies in the bumper, Andy?
Yeah, it's a difficult one here. There's one or two unknown quantities. I haven't seen, obviously, Shattered Love run, winner of a point-to-point. That could be, obviously, very, very dangerous. And we've got various form lines represented in different guises with the likes of Freeway Space, So Sorry Sarah, and, of course, Good Time Tara ran in the same race that Freeway Space did. There's been good money for Willie Mullins' charge, and obviously there were the one or two disappointed faces when she got beat last time out. But I do like that form, actually. I think Avellino's quite a nice horse. The horse that won that day. And Freeway Space, even though he finished second, he did actually finish in front of Willie Mullins' charge, and he's available back at 5-1 this morning, which could be a little bit of a decent bit of value here for David O'Brien's mare. She got beat the next day down in Thurles, but I'd certainly give her the benefit of the doubt. She's a very consistent type. She tries very hard. Who wears her heart on the sleeve, and what I've seen of her, I quite like her. So with her attitude not in question, I do think Freeway Space is a value call in the final race.
Freeway Space then available at 5-1 with us here at William Hill at the time of recording. Just give us a quick summary, please, then, Andy, of all 7 selections for Nace today.
Yeah, decent card today at Nace. We should learn plenty after today's racing. Attribution gets the vote in the first. In the second race, I'm going to go against Rule the World and go with Tell Us More. In the 3:10, fairly legal. He's on the improve, and his course and distance win was good last time, and he's the choice there. I do think the drop back down in trip will suit Catnap in the 3:14. Manap on the afternoon is Call It Magic in the 4:10. In the 440, Gordon Elliott's got a strong hand here, but hopefully Captain Von Trapp can be the pick of them. And in the final race, the very consistent Freeway Space is the final choice.
There we are, the thoughts of Andy Holding ahead of the Nace card today. And remember to tune in to William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m, where we've got Nace covered in its entirety alongside Huntingdon and Sedgefield. Should be a decent day of action as ever on this Sunday. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast, Andy, and best of luck in Ireland today.
Thanks, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.